In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Good morning, everyone. Happy Feast of Annunciation. It's in the middle of the Great Lent. It came on Sunday, so we get this special feast of all feasts, the beginning, the first of all major feasts of the Lord. Just in case we don't know much about it, it's where Angel Gabriel came to bring good news to Saint Mary that the Messiah, the Christ, Jesus, will be born. And it's an amazing news. Her reaction to the news, of course, in the beginning was confused. She was a bit afraid, and it was too heavy, too hard, impossible. The news was so much. I think we've been there before, where the news we get is too hard for us to handle, too heavy to carry. And really, we're afraid of bad news. You know, the worst is when you get that phone call, you know the phone call. The phone call, and then you get it from a family member and something happened. We hate bad news. I know I hate bad news, and that happens from time to time. Could be bad news at work, bad news at school, or bad grades, or didn't get into a college, or bad news is everywhere. But today the feast is about good news, so we have to find the good news within the bad news, right? There's a story of a two-engine train that was traveling from the East Coast to the West Coast. And halfway going up to Denver, one of the engines of this two-engine train broke down. And the train guy, the conductor said, let's just keep going, we'll go half the speed. But we're gonna keep going, we're gonna try to get, at least to get to Denver. Before getting to Denver, the second engine went down and the train stopped in the middle of nowhere and they were stuck. And they were trying to figure out how to communicate this news to the people. So he comes on to the speaker and he says, ladies and gentlemen, there's good news and bad news. Bad news is both engines of the train are down and we're going to be stuck here for a while. The good news is you're not on a plane. So what I'm trying to say here today is that it could have been worse. They could have been on an airplane. Let me say this. In every single bad news that we hear, we can't let it overtake us. I'll tell you why. When you turn on the news, I don't think it should be called news anymore. I think it should be called bad news. Don't you agree? Because there's nothing good on there. This one killed here, and there's a war here, and this is happening, and there's not even any, like, it's hard to find good news in the news. But to be honest, this feast changed everything for us. This feast, let's look carefully, gives us hope for something better. Do you know during this time before this news, there was 400 years of darkness for the people. The people of God, they were in darkness, no prophets, no. And then this angel, Archangel Gabriel, came 400 years later and brought good news in the midst of bad news. So this feast today, I wanted to look at it from a different angle, all of us. I need to find, the goal of today is, in the middle of that phone call coming to you, in the middle of bad news, in the middle of both engines on the train breaking down, the good news is we're still alive. The good news is that there's another day. The good news is, find the good news within the bad news. That's what this feast is about. This feast is about good news. Even the Bible or the gospel actually means good news. So let's open together to today's gospel, Luke 1. Let's go there a few times and see some good news today. Luke 1, verse 31. We're going to flip through this gospel today, just a few different things. I just want you to see, just from today's reading alone, this feast, there's four or five things that are good news. And I want it to be good news for us. And the message that was sent to St. Mary is sent to us as well. Look at this, Luke 1, 31. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. Right there, that's bad news for St. Mary. Right? Right or not? That's bad news. And you should call his name Jesus. There's good news. Okay, why? Because he will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever and ever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. Good news. The Messiah is coming through you. Yes, you. You know what he's coming to do? Remember in Adam and Eve, the paradise was lost? here, paradise is reopened. The journey of the paradise being reopened. It's not reopened yet, but this is the journey, because it says here, you'll have a kingdom that will have no end. Good news. Feast of good news. Look at verse 28. Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Who is God speaking to here? Who is God speaking to here? We know it's St. Mary, but if you know something about the Bible, we can't look at it that way only. Sing, rejoice, cheer up, cheer up. You think it's bad news? You think it's tough? Rejoice. You're favored. You're special to me. You're important to me. This is what God is saying. This is how we take the Bible. We don't take it all, oh, he has rejoiced, St. Mary, St. Mary. Yes, she should rejoice. But she's rejoicing because she's with him now, but we are not yet there yet. But we should rejoice because we also have favor. We're also a favor of God. We're beloved to him. There's something unique about you and me. This is good news. Because you know why it's good news? Because you don't feel like that sometimes. And I don't feel like that sometimes. I don't feel like I'm favored. I don't feel like I'm unique. I don't feel like I'm special in the hands of God. I feel like I'm just any other person. And don't you feel like we're just in the middle of this world? We're in the middle of Leesburg, in the middle of this whole world. We're like this little blip in the map, like a small, like we could feel quickly with everything going on around us that we are nothing. This is like, God, are you even with us? Yeah. He's saying, rejoice. You're favored. You're unique to me. You're my beloved. I love you. So I want us to look for, and even says the Lord is with you. We say, God, where are you? What do you mean, where are you? I'm with you. So we take this Bible and we say, there's good news for us in this feast. But let's go on to verse 30 here. What does he say to us? Not just St. Mary only. Do not be what? Do not be? Oh, you're not with me. Do not be what? Don't be afraid. Do you know the number one thing that kills our joy and kills God's work in my life is fear. We're afraid. Worry, fear. Here God is telling me and you, honestly, you and me, don't be afraid. You have found favor. Again, look at that. You have found favor. See how much you're, like, we have to take it personally. You have found favor. You're probably thinking to yourself, yeah, maybe, sure, if you say so. Okay, Abuna, keep preaching this message. It's not preaching, I'm just delivering. It says here, don't be afraid. You have found favor with God. Yes, Virgin Mary found great favor. But we are the children of God as well. We should not be afraid. We are highly favored. This is good news today. I don't want our fear to shut down God's work. You know, we always say, what's the plan of God? You know what shuts down the plan of God? Fear. Oh, but what does he want for me? Fear shuts that down. So God is comforting you today and comforting me. Don't be afraid. You know, when bad news comes, usually, let's be honest, when you get bad news, it overtakes everything of your life. You can have 95% good things happen and 5% bad things happen. That 95% will not be talked about, but the 5% will be highlighted and exaggerated and will be really upset. No, I disagree. You're highly favored. Don't be afraid. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with me. If you don't believe that, let's go to 35, the same chapter. We're just kind of going through this together. This is a short little go through the gospel, see what God is saying. And in case you don't know, verse 35 says, something that you may know by knowledge, but don't realize in reality, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And what I would say is the Holy Spirit is in you. The Holy Spirit is with you. And you know what that means? Who is the Holy Spirit? Tell me the definition of the Holy Spirit. He is the comforter. He is the advocate. He is the Spirit of truth. He is the helper, comforter, helper, advocate, Spirit of truth. He is, it says here, the Holy Spirit. This is the good news today. Holy Spirit is with you. Like, if you feel like you can't, then not far from you, inside, Holy Spirit says, I can. If you feel like I can't, I'm too weak, or I'm not able, or I make too many mistakes, or the problem is too heavy, God's saying, I'm going to comfort you. I'm going to comfort you. There's good news in the midst of bad news. And our favorite one, last one I'm going to share with you. That's all. I didn't want to say too much because the Bible says it for itself. But let's look at verse 37 together. And in this one, I don't want you to take this like a slogan that's on these walls here. That's lots of slogans on the wall. Sometimes we think that this is a slogan, right? Verse 37 is a slogan. For with God, nothing will be, fill in the blank. Nothing will be, for God, nothing will be. Now, if that's one of those slogans on these walls, then we're in trouble. This is reality. This is not a slogan. This is not just something we say. Oh yeah, with God, you know, everything is possible. Or nothing will be impossible without Him. No. Look, guys. If we make the scripture a fake story that happened 2,000 years ago, we are mistaken. The Lord is with you. Don't be afraid. Holy Spirit is inside of us. Comforting, building. We have more than we think. It may look like we lost the two-engine train, but you're on the ground and not in the air. There's good news in the midst of bad news. Nothing will be impossible. That means, have you ever said, this person will never change? You just said something against the Bible. This will never be solved. We just said something against the Bible. It doesn't say that here. It says with God, nothing will be impossible. So what I want to say to you is today, the Feast of Annunciation is a feast of good news. So this week, you know what I want you to do? In the midst of any bad news, I want you to find the good news. Got it? In the midst of bad news, you find the good news. Sometimes we hold on to the bad news and we exaggerate it and we build a story and we build a nice building and this is the bad news. No, sorry. This is the good news. God is with us. Don't be afraid. For with God, nothing is impossible. You are highly favored. You are the beloved of God. That's the truth. Find good news in the midst of bad news. I'll end with this story. There was a story where in the past, China and Mongolia were at war with each other. China and Mongolia. On the Chinese side, there's a gentleman who had a horse, a beautiful horse, and the horse leaped over and got away from him and went from the China side to the Mongolia side. So this man, this poor man, lost his horse. His friends came to him. You know how good his friends are. His friends came to him and said, this is bad news. And like, he's like, okay. So his friends came and said, you lost your horse on Mongolia side, is bad news. You know what he told them? He said, this is good news. He said, what do you mean? You just lost your horse. This is good news. Maybe it's good news. After some days, his horse came back with another stallion on this side. His friends came to him. Guess what his friend said? This is good news. What did he say? This is bad news. Could be bad news. You don't know. Story goes on. He rides this new stallion that came over. He's riding it. He falls off and he breaks his leg. His friends come to him and say, it's bad news. What does he say? This could be good news. So later on, the war broke out between Mongolia. And actually, he fell off his horse and he broke his leg, by the way. He broke his leg. Bad news. So later on, weeks later, war broke out between China and Mongolia. And all these young men went to battle. But he couldn't go because his leg was broken. Everyone who went died in battle. He didn't. He was left behind. You can see how the story started out. Bad news, good news, bad news, good news. Guys, at the end, all these things are happening in our life. We got to find the good news. That's what this feast is about. Find the good news. No, I can't. It's too much. No, find the good news. There's a lot of good in the bad. That's what this feast is about today. If you want to know the good news, look in the Good News Bible. The good news, the gospel. You'll find clearly so many things that God wants to tell you and me personally. That's what this great Lent journey is all about. It's a journey for the truth, for unity with God, a transformed life. Good news is coming. You will get bad news. Say, Buena, why would you say that? Because everybody does. Everybody does. I get bad news. I get good news. But I'm going to find, and I want you to be with me in this journey to find the good in the back. Then we're really celebrating this feast. Let's stand before the altar today and celebrate this feast in the right way. God, you are so good, right? God, you are so good. You love me and you favor me and you are protecting me. You're telling me don't be afraid, and things are like everything is possible with you. That's good news. Let's look for that today. Let's pray for one another. Let's enjoy liturgy. And during liturgy, don't let that negative stuff get to you. Look for the good, even in the bad, and enjoy this feast. Happy Feast of Annunciation. Glory be to God forever. Amen.